for those of us who grew up in the 80s and 90s, we know the impact the Troubles had on border counties, and Sligo's amongst them. And the fact that we can continue this investment in programs shows it's an investment in peace. So I want to thank everybody involved, everybody in the Sligo Peace Plus Partnership, everybody in Sligo County Council, to our MEPs who are very involved in this, getting this funding. And I think the plan that we're launching today and that is going to be launched is really interesting. It's community focused. And as I said, I'm particularly glad that helps that are involved in it, because culture is so important to the rest of Ireland and to Sligo.
And Minister, just as you alluded to there, in terms of the Troubles and how long they were ago now, that there have been a generation growing up that have no memory of it whatsoever. And when we think about all the war across the world right now in a minute, at the moment, and it feels a complicated minute in the world's history. So I guess days like this, it's not just about everyone coming together, but it's more about what it symbolises, I guess, that in a very fractured world of what we're seeing, this is very much a message about peace and togetherness.
Absolutely. I think... You know, there were times when you grew up in Ireland in the 80s and in the 90s, you thought our Troubles in the North were in fact. But then they were resolved by dialogue and resolved by diplomacy and by people, by communities coming together, insisting and demanding peace. And that was the genesis of the Good Friday Agreement. And, you know, we hope that we can bring that peace to the people of Gaza, the people of Ukraine, the people of all of the trouble spots at the moment. And today is a celebration of peace, but it is also, we cannot take it for granted. We cannot take it for granted. And it is a very, very fragile world, and we're seeing it breaking in many parts. Our peace process is still relatively young, and we have to continue to invest in it, not just with money, but with confidence building, with communities, and investing in communities so that we don't go back to those dark days.